Welcome back, Overtime. Coming at you for another hour. It is National Pink Flamingo Day. It was founded in 2007 by Massachusetts mayor to pay tribute to the inventor of the plastic lawn decorations. Holiday was first declared in 2007 by Mayor Dean Mozzarella in Massachusetts, the birthplace of the plastic pink flamingo. You pink flamingo guy, Brett.
Huge. Just kidding.
Huge. Pink flamingos.
What is the point in having a plastic pink flamingo?
You know, I never did understand that.
Don't people have like the owls or whatever that's supposed to keep like
cardinals?
What do you mean?
I've got like a fake cardinal.
Isn't it supposed to keep like other birds or something away?
I don't know. Why do people use or have pink flamingos? I've never been a big pink flamingo guy. However, you got me a fake parrot. I'd probably put that in my yard.
You would?
Yeah. Apparently, in Aztec traditions, pink flamingos are symbols of love and passion, as well as healing. Interesting. This is coming from worldbirds.com.
Unless I'm on vacation, I don't know if I've ever seen like a plastic flamingo.
Oh, I've seen them.
Here in town?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you do live in a different side of town than I do.
The weirdest obsession I ever saw was I was watching an episode of Kitchen Nightmares. And, yeah, me watching something to do with food, whatever.
No, it's fine. I watch cooking shows all the time.
But yeah, this lady was obsessed with flamingos. Like, that was the whole theme of her restaurant was flamingos. I'm pretty sure its name was the Pink Flamingo. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's just... I don't understand why people even do any animal, plastic animal in their yard.
Mine's glass.
So I told you the owl, the plastic owl.
Yeah.
My wife's parents have an owl, and I knew they told me, and it's usually constructed out of plastic or rubber, and they provide a low-cost, non-lethal method of repelling some wildlife pests. I knew there was a use for them.
That's interesting.
I guess they're just, oh gosh, there's an owl, let me run away.
Of course, you always keep a rooster in the chicken, or in the kitchen.
Yes, you do, yeah.
I've heard that one. Any other weird ones that you see throughout the house?
Like any weird, like plastic or?
Yeah, just plastic. Any weird animal obsession.
Not off the top of my head. You got one?
I mean, I've seen a lot of fish in bathrooms, but I mean, almost makes sense.
I feel like people went through that fish on the wall. You press the button and it would...
Yeah, the Finding Nemo phase, basically.
Yes.
Oh, man. Meanwhile, the account Uberfacts put out a Facebook post saying, "What is the biggest scam in life that nobody wants to admit?" And one guy commented, made a lot of sense. Paying taxes on the money you make, you're taxed on the money you spend, and taxed things you own that you already paid taxes on with already taxed money. So that got me thinking about how much we actually spend in taxes. So you get taxed on your paycheck, right?
Yes.
And in the state of Tennessee, the sales tax is 925. So anything you buy in the state of Tennessee, whether it be in-store or online, you're getting charged a tax of 9.25% on that. You spend $100 at the grocery store, guess what? You're basically paying $110.
Yeah.
What people don't realize is how much you're taxed at the gas pump, too. There's a tax that's always been incorporated into that, and nobody's ever said anything about it. And then when you have that car, you're taxed on that every single year that you drive it. Every year that you own that car, you're getting taxed when you go to register it.
But everybody knows that, right?
Everybody knows that. Nobody wants to admit how messed up it is, though.
I mean, you need a car, you need to go to the grocery, you need gas. You need all these things you speak of.
Yeah.
You need a paycheck.
The worst one that Matt sent me, he said his favorite is the car. You're taxed when you buy it. Taxed when you fuel slash charge it. So even if you have an electric car, you're taxed to use one of those things. Taxed when you repair it. Taxed every year you own it. Taxed when you park it. Parking meters are essentially a parking tax. And when you sell it, the next person is taxed for buying it. Biggest government scam ever. So here's my thing on it. And of course, Tennessee's doing the grocery tax at the end of next month. Is that right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like a month-long grocery tax. Like, you're not going to be taxed on any groceries.
Of course, stock up is what you're saying.
Exactly. So that doesn't include, like, alcohol or sodas or anything. It's talking like essentials.
Right, right.
Like
the milks and meats. Eggs. And
yeah, stuff like that. Produce, meat, dairy.
You probably need to go, like, as soon as that starts.
Yeah.
Because then there's going to be a shortage.
Oh, I bet they didn't think that through, did they?
I don't know if they think.
They really don't. Once you get to that level, you're living on a different planet than what everybody else is living on.
I hate it. You even brought this conversation up.
Why? What you got thinking now?
Well, just how much money we're, you know, just, I don't know. Just the conversation for money and all that. I don't know.
But it's true. We're taxed at every turn.
Maybe I just didn't realize it.
Do you know you're taxed when you died or when you die?
Okay. No, I did not know that.
There is a death tax.
And look what I'm drinking.
You're drinking taxed water is what you're drinking. Yeah. You're drinking a taxed sparkling water. Just like we are wearing taxed clothing. We are performing on taxed equipment. It never ends. It never ends. Just like when my buddy said, oh, well, because of your conversation yesterday, we bought a bunch of pizza. Well, guess what? That pizza you ate, it was taxed as well. Where does it stop?
I mean, probably never.
No. What's really weird to me, you know, when I was in the military, I got my first check and I was like, oh, well, since I'm a government employee getting paid taxpayer money, I'm not going to get taxed, right? Wrong. So the tax money is going to people that are paid with taxpayer money and they are getting taxed. Therefore, it's just an endless cycle of money.
Right.
That's just being taxed. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know how to talk about it.
No, that's the thing, is like we've just let it go without somebody saying something for so long that it finally just came to a head for somebody.
Right.
Speaking of the military, a suspected landmine from the 1930s has been removed from a Florida beach. An Air Force crew was summoned to a Florida beach when authorities identified an old military ordnance believed to be a landmine dating back to the 1930s. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that a crew from Patrick Air Force Base was summoned to a beach located south of Vero Beach when a visitor discovered an object that deputies determined was likely an old military explosive device. And Patrick Air Force Base officials said the object appeared to be a landmine from the 1930s.
Oh, my gosh.
Experts said the area used to be a part of a Navy training facility in the 1940s, and the device may have been used for training purposes. I don't know how things worked back then, but we basically had our gear tied
up. So do
you
have to, like, I mean, it clearly wasn't live or whatever, right?
Oh, the fuses in that are dead, and they've been dead for years.
But that's still scary.
Oh, yeah, just walk up on a landmine?
I mean, yeah.
See, I'd have been throwing a rock at it.
I mean, don't they bury those, though?
Supposed to be, but I mean, you got to think, from all the hurricanes and all the storms that come through there, it probably just rose up out of the sand.
Hmm. Here's a cool rock.
Oh, Dad, look what I found. Son, you need to put that down, like, right now. But put it down slowly. That's weird to me because when I was in, you know, our gear was always tied to us, basically. It's like if you had, like, one of the night vision cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
You basically had to tie 550 paracord around it and then tie it somewhere on your body. That
really?
That way you didn't lose it.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's like if you lose your weapon, if anyone at any point loses a weapon and you're on base, they shut the entire base down until that weapon is found.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Because I remember when we were, honestly, I think it was like 3 days before like our final like training exercise. And after that, it was recovery and you get ready for graduation. Well, kid goes to the drill sergeant without his weapon. I was like, oh no, something bad's about to happen here. Sure enough, he had lost his weapon. What it turned out to be is someone had pulled a fast one on him, just took his weapon, so he'd have to go to the drill sergeant and say that because they didn't like the kid.
Right.
So then we all get in trouble for it. We're all sitting there doing push-ups. We're all getting smoked. And 99.9% of us had nothing to do with it. You ever been in a situation like that? It's like everybody gets punished for one person's mistake except for the person that is the reason y'all are getting punished.
I mean, oh yeah. I mean, happened all through my sports life.
You did play sports.
I mean, it seemed like one guy messes up, everybody messed up. So we all got to run what they called 120s.
Ugh.
Or suicides, or...
Did you ever have to run a Saturday night special? 8 laps down and back?
On a soccer field, football field?
Basketball court.
No.
No, we had to do 8 laps down and back in 1:45. It seems easy until you actually do it. And it wears you out.
We would have to do the beep test.
The beep test.
You never done the beep test?
Never did the beep test.
So you would... I was pretty good at it, but it sucked. But basically, you have to... So basically, it starts with a beep on a basketball court.
Yeah.
You have to get there before the beep would end. So it would progress as you went along.
For some reason,
so the beep would get faster.
Wow.
So you would try and... But if you don't get there before the beep, then you're out.
Yeah.
So it would get faster and faster. But you would try and time it, pace yourself. And
this is making me think of the Fitness Gram Pacer Test.
It's probably the same thing.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is aerobic capacity.
Yeah,
test.
And that's exactly similar. There'd be somebody come on and be like, "This begins your beep test."
They're showing Arch Manning up on the TV right now. It's just. Why would you want to go play for Sarkisian? Those people are just weird.
Do they really have to put Peyton and Eli's nephew?
This is just weird.
He's not playing for 2 years. Certainly not, right?
Next year he'll be able to play.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Quinn Ewers is there, right? I mean, you pay all this money for Quinn Ewers, or maybe I don't know how much you pay that guy. I mean, he got one million from
Ohio State.
From Ohio State,
yeah.
I mean, did they persuade him to leave, or did he decide to leave on his own, realizing
so
CJ Stroud was yeah, I'm not playing over this guy.
I think it had something to do with the fact that he went up there and he thought he was going to be the guy starting out.
Yeah.
Like, he thought, you know, hey, I'm Quinn Ewers. I'm this guy. I'm it.
I mean, how are you feeling if you're Quinn Ewers right now?
Probably the same way he was feeling at Ohio State.
Yeah.
865-546-8200, your number if you want to hop on with us. Let's get right back to it and talk to Chris. Good evening, Chris.
I just hate it for Dave Van Horn and the Arkansas fans that they lost. No runs.
You love to see it, don't you?
I'm just sitting here thinking what Tony, I mean, obviously it sucks we're not there, but I could see him like, you know, the Will Ferrell, I think it's whatever, I don't know if it's Anchorman or one of those movies, we're sitting there, we are laughing. He's sitting there choking up. I think it's Anchorman, but
I don't watch movies. You know that.
Well, you need to watch Anchorman. It's hysterical. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks we're not there, and it's crazy that Ole Miss, how they turned their season around. They were one of the last ones in, ready to fire their coach, and now here they are in the finals. That's just how crazy college baseball is.
Oh, yeah, and we've already got one guy from Arkansas. What's his name? Hog Fan Mike 2 on Twitter. He said, Dave Van Horn just pulled a Pittman. Lost in prime time. Not Hog Nation, but Hig Nation. Deserve better. And his bio says, Hog Fan, father divorced.
I've got some good friends that are Arkansas fans, and they're good guys, but I'm sorry. The pig suey chant's one of the dumbest things that was ever invented.
It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
It's so annoying. But, yeah, huge recruiting weekend, obviously. Everybody coming in town last weekend for the dead period. So hopefully we can pull a few recruits out of it, especially Malagoa. You know, but obviously that would be huge getting that guy on board. But we'll see what happens. We need some momentum in recruiting. So
that
I'm not
we
really
do.
Worried about losing out. Carnell Tate, I mean, Ohio State was a dream school. C.J. Allen's from Georgia. I mean, you can't feel bad about losing. People are pissed about losing. They're like, come on, get a grip.
I'll tell you who I'm really excited about is Ethan Davis. He's already committed to us. 6'5", 221-pound
yeah,
tight
much,
end.
Yeah, they didn't talk much about him.
Just as good as anybody tight end in the country out there. One of their 7-on-7s or whatever they do. So.
We just need to get one like Brock Bowers. That's what we need. That dude's a monster.
Yes. All right, well. Have a great show. Good night.
Appreciate it, Chris. All right, stay with us. 865-546-8200. Your number if you want to hop on with us this evening. Back with more right after this. Barrett Salee. Some interesting predictions.
Yeah, his over-under is 7.5 wins.
You take the over.
His analysis is the Vols have a legit dark horse Heisman Trophy candidate in Hendon Hooker, a wide open offense that should operate faster than any other in the SEC and maybe the country. That'll allow Coach Heupel's squad to dictate the style of most games. Styles make fights, which should send the Vols over the total. Pick over 7.5. He has us losing at LSU, Alabama, at Georgia, at South Carolina.
So only one home loss, that being Alabama. But he's got us beating Florida.
And obviously at Pittsburgh. And beating Kentucky.
Which beating Florida now is not what it used to be. Something to think about, man. Billy Napier released 3 scholarship players yesterday.
I think I saw there was a fourth that was about to leave too, but maybe I'm wrong on that. I have to look it up.
Among those, I don't know if he was one of them from yesterday or the one from today. Mordecai McDaniel.
That name sounds. Was he a UT?
He was committed to Tennessee. He committed
and he flipped, right?
He flipped last minute.
Yeah.
And what I remember seeing about this guy is he wasn't really a ball hawk. You know, defensive back, but he was quick. Like, that's the thing that I really wish we'd have got him for is the speed alone, because that's one thing you can't coach. Somebody's either got that or they don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Trying to dig into what actually was the reason for that. I don't know if it was, disciplinary related or I don't know what happened, man. Billy Napier, Billy Goldust has no, like, he's not going to play the whole game that Nick Saban has where he can keep him under control. Like, he's just going to be like, okay, it's either my way or the highway.
Right.
Yeah, 5 hours ago.
I was trying to find that article as well.
Yeah, it says, this is coming from Gators Wire from USA Today. It says, at some point, the moment had to come for Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. On Wednesday, the first-year head coach informed three players they were no longer on the team, Mordecai McDaniel, defensive lineman Chris Thomas, and receiver Finley Graham, who switched the position during the offseason after playing in the secondary for the past two seasons. And they're expected to enter the transfer portal as a result. Receiver Marcus Burke was initially removed from the updated roster as well, and the sports information director told several reporters that he was also cut. That turned out to be a miscommunication after team leaders went to Napier in hopes of reversing the decision. Graham was a fan favorite, man. I remember that.
He was, yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, it's just, did they just cut him because you have to cut so many players? Did they have any disciplinary issues? I want to know what happened.
Yeah, I mean,
because that was a big get for them with Mordecai McDaniel.
He wasn't from the state, was he?
No, he's from up north.
Was he?
Yeah.
I mean, do we go in and look at him again?
I mean, look at our secondary. That should explain that right there. Yeah, we take him. It's like, listen, I know things didn't work out for you there, but listen, you can come on up here if you want.
Absolutely.
Would you look at any of those other guys, though?
I don't know much about the other guys.
Because, you know, we got, you know, Gerald Mincy from Florida.
We did, yeah. He'll probably be our fifth starter.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really need any more receivers. So that
kind of
takes out Finley Graham.
Yeah.
But defensive lineman Chris Thomas.
You can always use guys in the trenches.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he was rated coming out of high school or anything like that, or what he did in his career.
Did our entire wall just, like, lose every bit of padding that it had on it?
Yes, it did. It just collapsed.
I looked down, tried to read more into this, and I thought the TV was falling down. Live radio, folks. Don't try this at home.
Oh, man, that's too funny.
So, yeah, Mordecai McDaniel, gone from Florida. Do you think he still consider us?
I mean, don't most players go back to where you had?
Most of them go back to, like, a school
closer
to home.
What year is he? Was he going to be a sophomore this year?
He was.
He may have no connection to the current staff.
He might not. No, I think he was actually recruited by Jeremy Pruitt. He was the class of 2020. So, yeah. And he committed right before signing day in 2019. So, this would have been not Pruitt's last year, but the year before.
I got you.
And he was a 3-star and then got upgraded to a 4-star. From Washington, D.C.
I take him, but.
I mean, like I said, for as thin as we are at that position, I think everybody would be okay with Mordecai McDaniel coming into Tennessee. The real UT, not the fake one. Like poor old Arch Manning.
I wouldn't say poor. Old Arch Manning.
He ain't poor by any stretch. Man, I just feel like that might end up being a disaster. The more I think about it, the whole Quinn Ewers situation, the Steve Sarkisian situation, they've got institutional problems. things might not be good down in Texas. But you know where things are good. Take a little drive out to North Shore. Next to the markets of Chodo. That Craven Wings.
Went there the other day for lunch.
What all did you get?
I just got 10 wings, 87 sauce. It had to be a quick one.
Oh, man.
I've been moving out in that general area, so it's going to be, it might be my second home.
It might be frequently visited, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So, you got
to. That was the first meal I had, first meal we had as a, you know, kind of as a family. Had the parents over and went and did a family-sized meal. French fries, the buffalo cauliflower.
You can't beat it, man.
You said you hadn't had the buffalo cauliflower.
I've not had the buffalo cauliflower, but delicious. Everything they've got on that menu. So, you know, I'm a big, you know, spicy cheese curds guy.
Don't think I've had those.
Terry Ferris says I'm an appetizer guy. And he's probably right.
Okay.
So, help me figure it out. Do I want to do the buffalo cauliflower, the fried mushrooms, or the fried pickles as my next app?
Well, I can only vouch for the one I've had.
Right.
So.
I'm a big mushroom guy.
I do like a good mushroom.
So when you do fried pickles, do you do the spears or do you do the chips?
Chips.
I've turned into a spear guy after having the one.
What do they have?
I think they got the chips.
Could you just go all three? Plus some wings, I guess.
Fun fact, you could actually pick a combo platter.
Really?
Pick any three for $12.99. So I could do the mushrooms, the pickles, and the buffalo cauliflower. Huh. Or do I go with the onion rings? Maybe go mushrooms, onion rings, buffalo cauliflower.
That's a lot of food.
I don't care. It's all good. And if it's good, it's getting ate. That's the thing, man. If my food is good, there will be no leftovers. If I walk out with leftovers, then it was just okay. I've never had leftovers from Craven Wings. Ever.
I mean, it does sound delicious.
So it looks like, let's see here. Yeah, that's going to be it. That is going to be it. Craven Wings.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a bad experience from them. You know, it was delicious, and I like the what did I get last time? Trying to see what else I got. We get ordered from them. I didn't know they did what you were talking about, though, either.
Oh, the combo platter?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Is that something new?
It might be. It might be new. It could be something we just overlook because we just look at what they've got.
Right. And normally you're just going in there for their wings, right?
Most time. Either that or the chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Apparently they got really good burgers. And kids, 10 and under, eat free Monday through Thursday. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Kids eat free Monday through Thursday, under 10.
Well, unfortunately, my daughter's 11. But maybe we can sneak something in.
Interesting. All right. Stay with us. Final segment of Overtime coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, Russ. We'll be right back.
Final segment of overtime. Neyland Stadium will stay, according to a report, above 100,000 capacity. Does it bother you if it were to ever drop below 100,000?
Don't think so. I want to just have a great stadium.
Yeah.
You can't tell there's, you know, what's the difference between, can you tell a difference between, what, 95,000 and 102?
No. Because, I mean, you got to think, the same people that are screaming are the same people that are going to be screaming, and the same people that aren't screaming are the ones that are still not going to be screaming. The south end zone. Nothing is changing in that south end zone.
Yeah.
That place is going to be rowdy.
Absolutely.
Until the end of time, that place is going to be rowdy.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they don't move the band, the student section.
They keep the band in the student section where it's at. Maybe decrease a little bit.
I mean, it's going to look very different. I think it's cool to bring reportedly the VOLS.
That's going to be really cool. Now, I did start thinking about this a little bit more. The younger version of me.
Okay.
When I was in high school, middle school, you know, and even in college, wanting to go to games, I wanted it to be, you know, 104,000 plus. Yeah, I wanted it to be like the Florida game in 2004 where they crammed 109,000 people in there.
Right.
The adult in me I don't like sweaty knees into my sweaty back and then my sweaty knees going into someone else's sweaty back. Sweaty elbows, sweaty arms touching. I don't like that anymore.
Right.
Do you think we'll ever see a day where it's all chair backs except for the student section?
I mean, that...
cup holders would be nice, too.
You're asking for a lot there.
I'm asking for way too much on that.
Bougie Jake over here.
Chair back seats are one thing, but when you ask for a cup holder, you've crossed the line.
Give me recliner.
Reclining chair backs.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of like a, you know, like an airplane.
Oh, God,
but
no.
they don't have a cup holder.
I don't do well in airplanes. Mainly because my legs are ridiculously long and my torso doesn't match my legs.
Yeah, especially you get caught in that middle seat.
Yeah, and I mean, if my torso matched my legs, I'd probably be about 6'3", 6'4". But I'm not. And the problem is, like, I go to sit down, and especially when it's on, like, one of the connecting flights, and they're never as big as, like, the 737s or the 747s, and I'm just crammed in this thing, dude. The worst one that I ever experienced was, I guess it would have been, I don't know if it's United or Continental, but we had to fly from Knoxville to Newark to get the connecting flight to Ireland. And they basically put us in a javelin, dude. Like, my knees. Like, I was sitting there, like, scrunched up on my knees, like, holding on for dear life, essentially. This guy couldn't fly a plane. He didn't deserve to fly a plane. And I'm sitting there. My knees are crammed into the back of this other seat. And it was just awful. It was a terrible hour-and-a-half plane ride.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to London in, I guess, November, December time.
That'd be fun.
And I was like, we have to upgrade to, I forgot what they called, like, it's not first class.
Business class?
No, I forgot what it's called. But anyway, they give you a little extra leg room.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. I don't know.
Well, and you got
to
think, that's about a 12, 13-hour flight. Depending on where you fly from. My flight was from London to Houston.
Yeah, and I forgot where we fly it. We obviously fly out of Knoxville to somewhere else to fly over there because you got to get on an international flight, but it might be Charlotte. I don't know, but I'm not sure.
That'll take about, what, 45 minutes to get to Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. It's like going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Boom, up, down, boom, done. So, but yeah, no. But yeah, I mean, flights are tough. I hate them.
I'm not a big fan. But the thing about it is, when you fly out of Knoxville and your flight is departing or arriving around lunchtime, you get to go to the only Quiznos subs that is left within like 3 hours.
What airport is this?
McGee Tyson.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Quiznos subs. The only one left. At least in this area.
So you must be a fan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you could figure it out yet, Brett, but I love food.
You've told me off air numerous times.
People eat to live. I live to eat. If you put a pizza in front of me, I don't care if I've just ate a filet mignon with a baked potato covered in cheese and bacon, and I'm full as can be. Like, you put a pizza in front of me, that's like putting dessert in front of me. I can make room for it.
You a big dessert guy, though?
No. A lot of stuff I can't have because I'm allergic to soy.
Oh.
So a lot of that stuff you get at these restaurants has soy in it.
Right.
Yeah. Chocolate soy milk. Found that out the hard way. A big 4-hour trip to the ER, getting pumped full of Benadryl.
Aren't they supposed to, like, test you for that stuff when you're growing up?
Well, that's why I got tested. You know, we knew that I was allergic to certain things because it would aggravate me or irritate me.
Yeah.
And I just didn't eat it. And then that's what really kicked to us. And I was like, okay, we really need to get you tested. So, like I said, they did the test and it came back and it was, golly. The poor nurse practitioner, she's like, oh my goodness. Would you like some Zyrtec? I'm like, yeah, give me two. And they used an entire bottle of that ointment on my back, dude. It was bad. It was all bad.
So have you heard of the Jell-O shot challenge that's going on in Omaha?
Yes.
I mean, it sucks to bring it up. It sucks. I can only imagine how many we would have bought.
Oh, all them rednecks out in Arkansas that went? Somebody's having to refinance their transmission on their truck right now because they had to use the money from their transmission to go buy Jell-O shots.
So Ole Miss just passed Arkansas.
Did they really?
Yes.
I wouldn't be buying anymore if I was Arkansas.
Ole Miss is up to 9,360.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Arkansas is at 8,512.
NBA draft coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, who you got number one? You like Chet? You like Jabari Smith?
Banchero.
I agree.
And I think now he's entered the conversation. It's like, well, you got about, 13 minutes and 37 seconds to decide.
Well, that's, I guess, when what they say, on the clock.
Yeah. Just really excited to see where Kennedy goes. I hope that he goes somewhere.
Yeah, where do you want to see him? Like,
oddly enough,
like all the teams on the board. Obviously, mm-hmm. You're a Celtics guy.
Yeah.
You'd love to see him in a Celtics uniform.
Honestly, either Miami or San Antonio.
There were rumors going around about San Antonio.
Because, they got two picks in the 20s.
Who's that?
San Antonio.
Yeah, and there were rumors going around about them trading their good point guard.
Yeah.
To Atlanta. I think it was DeJounte Murray for John Collins.
That'd be a good trade. That'd be a good trade for them, of course.
Plus maybe a pick or something. I mean, there was a lot involved. But
I mean, you got
maybe they're trying to set something up for
a
Kennedy Channing.
That could be. And, of course, you got Kyle Lowry in Miami, but we don't know how long that's going to last. Of course, Memphis, Ja's pretty much a mainstay, so he'll be on the bench. But, I mean, I just want to see him get some playing time, man. Like that's saying, I would hate for him to end up like Keon and Jaden, who probably should have stayed at Tennessee another year. Granted, they got the contracts.
But I mean, Keon could be a starter next year.
Yeah.
Springer's in a tough situation.
He might. He probably.
They got a
stayed.
Lot of. They got a lot of guards, and they got Maxey. They got Harden. They got Tobias. I mean, they just got a lot of wing players where it's going to be harder for him to fit in and get some playing time. I mean, we might see him get traded tonight.
We very well might.
For something. I don't know.
You never know, and that's the beauty of draft night, is you almost never know what's going to happen. Who is your number one NBA draft bust of all time?
Draft bust?
Is it still Anthony Bennett?
I mean, Odin's up there. Anthony Bennett's a good one, too.
That might be the worst one.
I mean, what was...
Because he was number one.
I mean, Wiggins just won a championship.
Yeah.
But was he a number one pick?
He might have been. I'm not really sure.
He started to become a bust, but I'd have to think of some other number ones.
This one's not number one, but he was number two.
Who went in Jordan's draft?
What was it? Was Hakeem in that draft? I know Barkley was.
They weren't all in the same draft, were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember Darko Milicic?
Oh, yeah. But he was like two.
He was number two.
That was like the LeBron, Carmelo.
D-Wade, Chris Bosh
draft.
And y'all went with that? Good Lord, Detroit. Can't say much. Detroit, I mean, they were competing for an NBA title. Which I think they got one in the mid-2000s, didn't they?
Yeah, like they beat the Lakers. Yeah. With Chauncey Billups and Richard Hamilton and Rasheed.
Oh, yeah, that's the series that they should have won.
Ben Wallace.
And then Robert Horry hit a shot to give the Lakers one game.
Well, was Robert Horry, was that to give them one game, or was that Robert Horry shot to win a world championship?
No, that was to win just one game in that series. Big Shot Bob is what they called him.
Yeah, I know he hit some for Houston and stuff like that.
I'm trying to think of other busts. Greg Oden, like you said, that's a big one. The good thing is we don't see many Tennessee players on that list, unlike the NFL list.
It's hard to when you don't have many people drafted.
You
have to have people drafted before.
That's the thing. Now, you look at the NFL, and Heath Shuler still recognizes one of the biggest draft busts of all time. But what people don't realize is that he did not have anything around him when he was in Washington.
I don't like to remember his pro career. I just remember how great he was at UT.
And his son, Navy, apparently has the same mannerisms, same motions, same style of play that he has.
Woj is now reporting that Banchero has joined Jabari Smith under serious consideration to be the number one overall pick for Orlando.
It's funny, we were just talking about that.
And there's a real chance that he goes one, Banchero.
See, an Admiral, he's still down in Orlando.
God, he's bouncing around. Is he really down there? I don't even know.
Like he was on the 12-man roster at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Because he started out where?
Was it Washington?
Washington, and then he moved. I think he was with the Oklahoma City Blue.
Most at one point. Recent thing I remember him doing, didn't he get like in a little bit of a little brawl or something?
Oh, yeah, with Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah.
Who just got arrested for 3 pounds of marijuana.
Of weed, yeah. Stay off the weed.
I just can't get over the fact that he was in a Honda Pilot when he got arrested. I'm just trying to imagine Montrezl Harrell driving a Honda Pilot.
Yeah, you would think you could do a little better than that.
A little bit of news in the golf world.
Yeah.
Waiting on it to load.
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The DP World Tour will announce on Friday that golfers participating in the LIV Golf Invitational Series won't be allowed to play at the Scottish Open.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because the next major is the Open Championship, and they said they could play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I don't know how it works over there.
I don't either.
Because I know over here, PGA Tour, with their majors and USGA, it's all separate.
Exactly.
And I thought the R&A and DP World Tour were like one, I guess.
It's so, like, the more...
But a lot of guys, I mean, I don't think it's a huge deal, do you? I mean,
I don't either.
Because a lot of those guys, most you know, some guys want to play the week before.
Yeah.
Get used to the conditions. But that's still big news, I would say.
It's just interesting because, you know, growing up, you know, up till recently, I don't think anybody ever paid attention to the fact that USGA and the PGA were two totally separate entities. Like, we all just thought, okay, well, they're in the PGA. They're going to play in these tournaments. And now, like, we realize how big of a deal it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was talk about the Masters not letting people play.
Yeah.
Like, that were going to live tour. We don't know what it's going to look like come April.
No.
They don't have to make any decision right now.
By the way, did you apply for your tickets?
Yes. I do it every year.
I do too.
I need to go. I want to go.
There's Jaden Hardy from the G League.
Did he just get number one?
No.
While they're just introducing the guys?
Yeah. Is that Chet Holmgren's dad?
Yeah, that's a weird looking dude.
Good Lord. Both those guys are 7 foot.
Why do they interlock arms like that? That seems kind of weird. I can understand your mom doing it.
That's all weird to me. Jaden Ivey?
Is Kennedy Chandler, did he get invited to this?
To the green room?
Yeah. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. Oh, we stepped back. We stepped back.
Is that does he have the same name as the dude who plays for Denver?
So that is Nikola.
What is
Nikola
the guy?
Jokic. That is Nikola
Jokic. Jovic. I was like, is he getting redrafted?
That is going to be confusing as hell.
I mean, the only thing different was the K and the V.
That's all that was different. There's Walker Kessler.
He got invited?
Yeah.
I haven't seen his name anywhere in the top.
I haven't either. Maybe Kennedy did get invited.
That kid killed us right here. Mathurin.
Would
he go for
game.
About 30, 35?
He did, but he still won.
He can play, though.
Oh, he could play. He was the guy that really, really shut us down. Keegan Murray. And we will let you know via Twitter if Kennedy Chandler decides to make an appearance in the... Oh, here you go. TJ's boy, Shaedon Sharpe. Oh, man. They're showing him in Kentucky uniform. You know that's got to make them so mad.
There he is.
Jabari Smith. That's going to do it for us here on Overtime. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Jake.
Something else coming up next. Tune in tomorrow from 7 to 10 right here on Fan Run Radio for 3 and Out.